Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horror Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
We come to you every day from Hawaii. Now it's 1 p.m. since we moved the clocks back. It was 12 noon. It's 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. And we broadcast you the best of the best news, the worst of the worst news.
With an eye for solutions.
Yes. I want to thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, for your awesome products, keeping people healthy throughout the season. Check out the 528 store in HealthyWorldStore.com. Also, if you are not a partner with us, please sign up today at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/4948. You will be supporting this network. That's Michael Vara and Late Night in the Midlands.com, as well as what we do, the Horror Kane in the world, and all of our efforts. You'll also be keeping yourself healthy, your family healthy, and be doing a good service to humanity. We also want to thank 528records.com. If you are a musician, we encourage you to upload your original tracks to the station. It will automatically be transposed into the 528 frequency of love and sent back to you, those tracks in MP3 files. And then it will be part of our music library where you will actually get 60% royalties if anyone donates for your music. So it's a great opportunity for you to get your music out there into the world in the most healing way. Also, if you haven't been to 528radio.com, please check it out today. It's 24-hour music that has already been transposed into the 528 frequency of love and healing. We have a new station on there right
Yay,
now.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
too.
It's Monkey Man Radio, and it's a very good friend of mine who put the station together. It has a lot of very interesting, obscure music, as well as some punk rock songs that I really liked when I was growing up. Some of them are even anti-government. The rebel in me, I guess, you know?
Yeah, you haven't changed a bit for all these years. You're still the same old girl.
So anyway, yeah, if you haven't been there, please sign up today. We want you to go and check it out at 528records.com and then also 528radio.com. 528radio.com is actually supported by your donations. And in order to enlarge our servers, we really appreciate the donations that you give us to keep that server running. It's what we help our webmasters out with and also keeping the site alive. So thank you so much for all of
you. Yeah, we really do need your help because we're growing tremendously. There's a lot more listeners online right now on 528radio.com enjoying medicinal music. And for those who don't really understand, it's really pretty simple. It's the vibration that all of the botanical world is actually celebrating right before your eyes. If you look at a blade of grass or a baby bud that's blossoming in springtime, you see that greenish yellow color is so beautiful, and it's refreshing and it's uplifting and sustaining. And that's what cancer patients use wheatgrass juice fasting for, or animals when they get sick, they munch on the grass. And so why is it that they do that? Is because it's the heart of the sunshine, heart of the rainbow is greenish yellow. That's 528 nanometers. And if you read the book of 528, Prosperity, Key of Love, you'll realize that that key that opens the most magnificent doors to love and the vibration of resonance of the Creator's love that's in the Creator's heart, that's reflected in the heart of the musical mathematical matrix of creation. That's divine design that has now been proven scientifically to exist, to explain how everything comes out of frequency vibrations, that it's in the heart of the sunshine. And that is proven by simply looking at the rainbow. And that's also additionally showing us that all of the botanical world is outputting oxygen, the breath of life, with the electron energy resonating optimally in the heart region of the sunshine. So that's greenish yellow, 528 nanometers of light, 528 hertz frequency of sound. So imagine now playing and listening to music made in the frequency of love, love being the universal healer. Now you understand why we put so much money and attention on the 528 love revolution, because as we can advance now a technology to set humanity free, not just physically, but spiritually, because we've all been spiritually suppressed. The heart is your center of love, faith, joy, and bravery. And so that's been suppressed in today's day and age. We're going to be talking about that this hour with a special guest, Barbara Hartwell, who's joining us this hour. And so we're advancing the best of the best as the greatest solution to set humanity optimally free from the gross spiritual suppression, ultimately the whole psychotronic warfare, the frequency vibrations, even the Project HARP and the manipulations of the weather systems giving us the superstorms. All of this is energetic frequency vibration technology, and we're at the forefront of advancing the best of the best.
So we want to bring on our special guest, Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the Hurricane Hour.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me, Sherry. I guess it's afternoon where you are.
Yes, it's 1 o'clock here.
Okay. So, I was going to say good evening, but it's good afternoon.
Good evening to you. And you're on the East Coast, so.
I am. Yeah. And it's got very cold here today, suddenly. I have a fire burning downstairs. And my cat, she's lounging in front of the fire.
Nice.
I know. Cats are so cool. They always know where to go, where to keep warm. So they're great. So, for people that don't know about your background, Barbara, tell everybody a little bit about yourself. I know we've interviewed you before on our other radio show, but not on this one yet.
Well, just briefly, I worked for CIA for 25 years of my adult life between 1969 and 1994. When I got out, I became a whistleblower. And I focus mostly on counterintelligence and psychological operations. And I'm very happy to have met Sherry and Len in order to expand the exposure of the COINTELPRO, which is destroying people's lives, basically.
You know, if I might just interject here, folks, you're really listening to an American hero. Barbara really sustained the maximum amount of injury that you could sustain by the Central Intelligence Agency and the FBI's most horrible, just both violent as well as manipulative in terms of psychological operations, psyops, mind control, through propaganda and through discrediting of leaders in various movements, such as Black Panthers, if you remember, were infiltrated by J. Edgar Hoover's FBI COINTELPRO, which stands for Counterintelligence Program and Propaganda, that has been literally used to create the conspiracy industry that we are now involved in. And Barbara has been at the forefront, and for well over a decade, there was really only Barbara out there who was telling it like it is. And as a result of that, she was heavily targeted by the most hideous characters. And maybe she'll go into sharing.
Yeah, they're hideous is a great word, Len.
Yeah, well, that's the adjective that the best describes. They're like Sherry always says, you know, and Sherry, you can get into this. They don't even seem to be human. They seem to be alien. They're certainly alien to the values in a human heart of love and
compassion.
Well, you know what, Len? You know what I would call these people is soulless. They're soulless. You were talking before about the frequency. Okay, the frequency of love. These people generate a frequency of hate. They don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't even search for God. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about God, the creator of the universe. They're not even searching for God. Instead, they're using their energies to demonize good people, just as they've done as Dr. Truat and his accomplice, Alex Studer. They made a demonic tableau of your 528 frequency with demons and blood dripping from the from the pentagram, you know. It was just absolutely disgusting. That's what these people are about. They're about hate.
Right.
You know, it's the energy of hate, and they're also racist and bigots and misogynists. So they couldn't get any more deeply embedded in hate. And it's just so antithetical to everything that we stand for.
And they have an agenda. They're doing it for a purpose. And you're really well aware of what their purpose is and why they're doing it more than anybody. You know, they've been attacking you because you were alone. And they took advantage of the fact that you were alone. So they tried to discredit you, and they would make claims that you didn't know what you were talking about, or you were crazy or whatever. And now you have allies who are, you know, saying, hey, you know what? Barbara was right all along, you know. And the way we found you was from being attacked by these guys, which is what brought us together.
That's right.
When
that's
we feel
right.
Like, well, they have attacked other people. Well, who is Barbara Hartwell? They've attacked her.
Look at the massive amount of writings that Barbara Hartwell has written on the internet. Barbara, give your website for people, please.
Oh, okay. It's Barbara Hartwell versus CIA. And you can just put it into a Google search, and it's even though we like to boycott Google. But anyway, okay. It's a blog spot, Barbara Hartwell versus CIA. And the one thing that I want to mention, which was pointed out to me several times by other people whose shows I've been going on, is that when someone reads the website, what you will find, it goes back, it's probably going back to maybe 1995, some of the articles that are on there, the reports are consistent. In other words, I keep exposing the same perpetrators, the same liars, the same shills, and it's consistent over a period of years. So that if you go to an article, say 10 years old, 5 years old, you'll see the same names and then new ones added, of course. But you will never find any inconsistency because it's documented, it's factual. I give names and dates. And I think that's what you discovered when you started reading my reports about the same characters that were attacking you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
I wonder... maybe Sherry and Barbara, while we have your expertise here, can you give people a summary of what COINTELPRO does in this concept of controlled opposition through propaganda administration? Because that's really, people have got to get that in order to really grasp how important this topic is and how important your legal record is on Barbara Hartwell versus CIA on the internet.
Go ahead, Sherry.
You know, these people that we're talking about, it's not like George Bush comes knocking on your door and says, hey, I don't like what you're saying about me or what you're saying about the government, and we're going to come after you now. It doesn't happen like that. It happens by people that are set on the grassroots level that actually infiltrate the conspiracy communities, the New Age communities, the Christian communities, and the truth movement, and they pretend to be like one of us. They pretend to be, you know, out there talking about the truth for we the people, and a lot of it they put out is the truth, and a lot of it is false, so people don't know what to believe. And then there's something called the Hegelian dialectic, where they take stuff and they mix it all up, and you, at one point, being just an average layperson, not really understanding what's going on, you read this, and you start to get confused because on one hand, they're saying one thing. On another hand, they're saying something else. And then they even start to attack each other. And you start to think, well, wait a minute. This person was allied with this person. Now they're really attacking each other. And they viciously attack each other. I mean, viciously. And not only do they start attacking everybody else, they start attacking each other. And what happens is, when you read some of the articles, especially the controlled opposition, and main people involved in controlled opposition would be like Alex Jones, he would be at the forefront, and also the guy that created Sicko, Michael Moore, he's the film director, he would be a perfect example of controlled opposition at the higher levels. And these people, when you look at what they read, a lot of it makes a lot of sense and relate to it. You're like, wow. But you look at, like, for instance, who actually funds Michael Moore's productions, and you find out It's ABC Disney, that its productions are made by the Miramax Company, by the Weinstein Brothers. And then who funds the Weinstein Brothers? Well, it's ABC Disney. And who's the biggest funder of ABC Disney? Well, then you find out it's Lloyd Blankfein. And so there you go. He's on there exposing Lloyd Blankfein in his films. And then you have him actually being funded by Lloyd Blankfein. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, the same thing also on a broader scale, rather than just looking at Michael Moore, for example. That's a great example. You look at National Public Radio. That's a classic example of a broad-based, controlled opposition media. They're funded by the main foundations and institutions that are supposedly giving us an ultra-liberal perspective, supposedly of truth. But you really get censored. You see censorship all around there and a manipulation of the news, just like you do, likewise, with Bill Moyers. You know, the 80% of the material that Moyers or National Public Radio outputs, you know, you go, wow, that's really important. Wow, that's great service to humanity. But it's really kind of like what the Bible says, that a half-truth is a complete lie. Unless you see the 20% of the information that's been suppressed, you don't get a real picture of the forest of reality through the trees of counterintelligence propaganda. You can't see the whole picture. And it's really vitally important that you get the whole picture. And unfortunately, the only way to really get the whole picture is to read every side of every type of argument, the far right, the far left, because what they typically do is they output 80% truth and leave out the 20% that they don't like. So you can capture that additional 20% by reading every side of every issue. And for people like Barbara Hartwell or Sherry Kane or myself, those folks, we folks literally take the time, we spend the time to do that because you don't have the time. And it's rare that you actually have people out there that actually do that type of intelligence analysis. So you're listening to Barbara Hartwell, Sherry Kane, two women who have really done their homework in this arena of intelligence analysis. They are supreme intelligence analysts when it comes to this horribly important issue of mass mind control, mass media manipulation of the public's mind to create the culture in which we think we have freedom, but yet we don't even realize that we're stuck in a box that has been created for our enslavement.
And, you know, how do you get on their list? How do you get on the COINTELPRO list? In your case, Barbara, you left the CIA.
Well, because I was a whistleblower, yes. Okay, but, and because, you know, when you come out of a situation like that, they have it all set up because they know, okay, they have a whole setup waiting for you, all right? And it's called a containment operation, okay? And they run it with, in addition to the containment operation, which was one of Ted Gunderson's specialties, they also offer a protection racket. So in other words, they try to draw you in, oh, she's out of there now. We got to make sure we contain her. They know you're going to talk, all right? And they know that you know things. So they want to make sure, again, to try to steer you into the controlled opposition, which is what they tried to do with me in involving Ted Gunderson. It didn't work out for them because even during the time when I was working with Ted Gunderson, which was 1997 to 2000, I never, quote, listened to Ted Gunderson. In other words, I didn't take – if he gave me unsolicited advice and I didn't like it, I would say, thanks, but no thanks. So, you know, and eventually I saw him for what he was. And
can you explain that? Give folks who have not heard about Ted Gunderson.
Okay.
Back right. Between you and Sherry, you've got an awesome understanding of this man.
Okay. Well, I met Ted Gunderson in 1997. He was planted on me. But at first it needs to be understood that Ted Gunderson – was the second highest man in the FBI. I call him the COINTELPRO kingpin. He was right under J. Edgar Hoover. The COINTELPRO official operation started in 1956 by Hoover, and Gunderson entered the FBI in 1951, same year that I was born, by the way. And so anyway, by 56, the operation was rolling. Now, Gunderson had been in there for 5 years, and it's very difficult for anyone to actually pin down the fact that Gunderson was the COINTELPRO kingpin inside the FBI, because it's such a, it's a nest, it's a viper's nest, and it's so secretive and compartmentalized. Okay, I know for a fact that this is a fact. Okay, try getting the documents to prove that. It's very difficult to do. However, Gunderson did set up the Black Panthers. I know he arranged a murder of one Black Panther of another because he sent false love letters between, you know, some of these individuals, and the one guy murdered the other. And it was set up by COINTELPRO. They have the most demonic things that they will do to people. And, you know, this is what COINTELPRO is about. It's a very broad-based operation. When we get into the propaganda area now, okay, part of COINTELPRO is designing propaganda and what we would call black propaganda. Okay, that's, you take a lie. For instance, you get a target. Okay, Barbara Hartwell is the target. Ted Gunderson's lie that he designed was Barbara Hartwell is a CIA disinfo agent. Okay, this is when he knew he had lost any connection with me. I was out of his sphere altogether. So he put that lie on the internet. Then he passes it on to Ken Adachi. Now Ken Adachi was the primary PR shill for Ted Gunderson. All right, and you've been targeted by Ken Adachi, Len and Sherry, so you know. All right, and
Ken Adachi is the fellow who runs educateyourself.org.
Yeah, what a joke. I call it indoctrinate yourself.
His real name is Peter Boudreau.
Yeah, he's got an alias, and he's got a really very, very interesting black operation background that we've just started to pierce.
Yes, it's exactly. They're using phony social security numbers. It's apparently a father and son team. He lives with his mother in Melbourne, Florida now. It's a bunch of stuff. They used to live near Quantico. They travel a lot like gypsies. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, Sherry, I read a short report that you sent me. And of course, you know, I want to look further into this because Ken Adachi, I believe that Ken Adachi, of all the individuals that are out there, he's been running a 12-year libel campaign against me. Filthy, filthy, blackest of lies that you could ever imagine. And this has been going on for 12 years. And do you know that because of Ken Adachi, I don't get donations? I'm slandered and libeled all over the internet, people parroting Ken Adachi. So this, he's a very, very bad guy. And he's on my top list of these perps that I want to see him busted, put him out of business.
Right, exactly. And finding out who exactly he's working for, because that's the person who needs to go down.
Well, yes. Now, I know that he was working for Ted Gunderson, but Gunderson is gone. Now, obviously, a whole bunch of shills, Ken Adachi and perpetrators. Now, Ken Adachi was also, you know, kind of messenger boy for John DeCamp and a promoter of John DeCamp.
Right.
But I don't know who all, aside from Anthony Hilder, they're all in a little, they're a cabal. They're a
right.
criminal
yeah. And
cabal.
Truot as well. Truot is another person.
Truot, that's correct.
Actually promoting.
Let me interject also. I was a witness during one of the speakers' forums at the conspiracy conference Sherry and I attended, where I witnessed Anthony Hilder actually making the claim that he and Gunderson, the two of them exclusively, created the entire genre or the industry we today call the conspiracy theory industry. So that's exactly consistent with what Barbara Hartwell is telling everyone right now. is that you had Ted Gunderson working directly under J. Edgar Hoover to go out there to create the controlled opposition movements as part of COINTELPRO, and then you had people like in the media, like Anthony Hilder, who facilitated that under Gunderson.
Exactly, Len. And, you know, the conspiracy industry is, in fact, an industry. I've said it many times. It is just as engineered as the mainstream media. And, you know, even though in the so-called conspiracy industry, you have a few big dogs, so to speak, at the top, like Alex Jones, people like that, and Jeff Rentz and David Icke, you get these people, okay? And then they bring in their shills and their people, okay? And then it goes from there. So most of the people involved in this are not making any money. They like to, they're people looking for attention. Look at me, you know, look at me, everybody. This is what they're looking for, attention. So they parrot these conspiracy people, you know, and so it goes from there. And once somebody becomes a target, it's like everybody hates you, you know, everybody hates you. And it's set up that there's a web, like with nodes in the web, you know, like a big spider web with nodes in the web. And there's a whole network that operates. And if you're targeted, they're all going to come after you.
Yeah. Let me add a little point of an example. When I was first targeted as an alleged Knight of Malta to be defamed and discredited that way, the group that started that was Samuelson, Eric Samuelson, an alias of Greg Zemanski.
Exactly.
And Greg Zemanski worked with Don Nikoloff, who actually, you know, the 528 revolution. I had actually been infiltrated by Don Nikoloff, not knowing he was an agent. And I actually paid Don Nikoloff $2,500 to produce the first transposed work of an artist in Canada, an outstanding recording artist. We wanted to produce an album for her, and I gave that money to Don Nikoloff. Well, I bring this point to bear because you had Don Nikoloff on the radio, as well as Zemanski on the radio, cross-promoting. They are not big voices, but they start to broadcast each other's shows and interview each other and praise each other on the programs. And then they have a half a dozen other similar operatives, such as Benjamin Fulford, that likewise interviews Zemanski and then talks about. And this is how they build their own credibility. They then infiltrate the alternative media. They then capture a certain percentage of the target market, in this case, the conspiracy industry or the U.S. Patriot community or the natural healing community, as you're witnessing currently.
Yeah.
Mike Adams.
Exactly, this- Len. And I'm sure you're aware that Don Nikoloff is real buddies with Ken Adachi. They do a series of radio shows. They're constantly promoting each other. In fact, they did a series of radio shows where you, meaning Sherry, Len, and me, we were all slandered by Don Nikoloff and Ken Adachi on their program.
Right.
Yep.
So that is exactly what I've seen, and that's how this COINTELPRO operation is established. It's how the controlled opposition. So in other words, you have people that believe badly about Sherry or myself or Barbara, the true heroes out there who are actually doing the work to try to expose the darkness so that you can bring the light. It's much harder to bring light into a room that's full of evil. You know, it's again, the metaphor, I love the metaphor for sure. The light is far stronger than the darkness, and we can do that. But you know what? If you can't even get into the room because you've been closed out by these demonic entities, and then, you know, you realize that they have a support network far superior and they're far better funded than we are, then you realize this is how social control and social engineering and cult indoctrination, the dogmatization through this media manipulation of the mass mind, this is how it is administered. And so this is a very important show, and you're listening to Barbara Hartwell, who's been at it longer and has documented it better than any living person on this planet.
Thank you, Len. I wanted to also bring up that you brought up a very, very important point earlier in the program, and that is that you have to read everything. You know, I spend a great deal of my time on what I call the enemy sites. I don't go out and read good people. Sometimes I do, but I spend many hours a week reading the garbage on like Kenadachi's site and many others. Okay, these liars and demons, they are demonic. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And I pick apart everything that they do. I copy things, cut and paste and copy, and I have huge files of the writings of these people because they're going to contradict themselves. They are going to switch their position because liars do that. They have to remember what did I say last week or last year? Oh, I got to make sure to cover for myself. They always eventually expose themselves. And the method that I use to expose them is usually I let them expose themselves. I give direct quotes from them, and then I refute. I pick apart what they say and give the facts and refute it. And that's what needs to be done. I know Sherry does a similar method. That's what we have to do because these people will expose themselves. They're not consistent.
Well,
they're liars.
Exactly. And I've witnessed that as well. They do. And the way they usually expose themselves is even if you never heard of one, that one will come in the defense of the other one to support the lies of that one. You're like, oh, here's another one.
So that's right.
That's how I found out about others in their group. It's just so, I mean, just how they expose themselves with their lies and then how they support each other is unbelievable. And then how they go against each other, like now Adachi's going against Timothy Patrick White, a predicate felon.
Yes.
Where he was
Sherry, I have to tell you that you have a talent that I have rarely seen for nailing these people. It's I'm sure part of it is just an intuition, like a radar. You know, it's like a laser beam radar. I know I have it too. But in your case, you're actually able to do things that I personally wouldn't be able to do, such as you've got these websites taken down, Alex Studer, Kenadachi, and what was the other one that you got
taken? Oxley.
Oh, Craig Oxley, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you actually have that particular talent where you can, I don't know how you do it, but it's I guess it's a matter of just hard work. But you go after them through the hosts of the websites and get their sites taken down.
It's persistence. It's a persistence.
Yeah.
And it's proof.
Well, it is. It's dogged persistence. That's one of the things that I admire about you.
Well, I mean, they're committing hate crimes, and
they are.
Sites have actually rules, and Google doesn't, but a lot of the other ones do. And the rules are that you can't be committing any hate crimes on their server. So that was why I was able to do it. But I would do it again and again, and then they re-put their sites back up again. But the thing is, everyone deserves freedom of speech, but not when it comes to trying to lie and ruin somebody's life that you don't even know personally, that you have never met or has never had any personal connection to you because you're being paid to do that by the shadow government. Anyway, we're going to We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. You're listening to the Horrorcane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and fact that the mainstream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrive. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Check out Crystals TLC. Hit the Avon link to view a full line of 100% guaranteed Avon products. See and order their specialty scented, long-burning soy candles. And while you're at it, check out their other great products from tie-dye to incense. At some point, your power may go out, and Crystals TLC has you covered there too. I have been in the same house with others when power is out and water is not running, and let me tell you, it not only gets dark at night, but the odors become very present. That's why Crystals TLC's unscented and scented candles are perfect to use now or keep on hand in case of an emergency. Their candles are produced especially from Crystals TLC and come in a wide variety. You can order directly from the website at www.crystalstlc.com and bring peace of mind and beauty into your life. www.crystalstlc.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horrow Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and it's a privilege to have with us today Barbara Hartwell, who is an outstanding hero in truth-telling, left the CIA when she found out that Ted Gunderson and John DeCamp were involved in child sex trafficking, and it was a horrific reality check, and it caused her to turn to become a whistleblower instead of an active CIA operative involved in intelligence. So we're interviewing Barbara today, and it's a fascinating discussion.
Yes, we're discussing how attacks occur on the grassroots level and how the shadow government actually sends very demonic beings, whether they're human or not. Some of them are questionable, but they're all demonic, and they actually have no conscience. We call them mental zombies as well. No conscience.
You know, I also wanted to just briefly interject this concept of being soulless. It's interesting. There was just on the internet some scientific evidence that was advanced for the first time to suggest that the soul is engaged in a nanotechnology type of brain structure and chemistry. And I don't believe that. I believe that that's part of propaganda, but I believe that this concept of frequency resonance having something to do with spirituality and the soul is of essence, because think about energy. What is spirituality but energy? Energy is frequency, and that's simply mathematics. And when Barbara was mentioning earlier in the program that these people seem to be soulless, well, what Sherry and I have been evolving is this concept that in musicology, it's called 741ers. We call them the soulless ones, 741ers, the people who engage in demonic manipulations and frights and false flag manipulations and propagandists. attacks. These people are engaged in a different energy. They're not involved in the love frequency. There's something opposite to the love frequency. And if you read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, you'll see that there's only one natural frequency, kind of like good versus evil. Evil was created by God just as much as good was. But, you know, and we've been manipulated, and the planet is under the control largely of the demonic realm in evil. And now the evolution transformation of this planet must come. And in the process, we must have these types of revelations. And we understand now from the revelations that 741ers are the only frequencies in the natural musical mathematical matrix of creation that doesn't get along with love. It literally in musicology is called the devil's interval between 528 love and 741 ego. It is called classically in musicology the devil's interval, and the devil's tone is 741 that was instituted by the Rockefeller family to be the F sharp in the D chord. When you're playing music, the D chord is a dominant chord. It's a major chord. And the central note of the D chord in standard tuning established by the Rockefeller Foundation in 1938 for the Western world, that is the imposition of a single frequency tuning for all of the Western world, was established in 1938 by the Rockefeller Foundation through the British Standards Institute. And that frequency D chord dominant central note is 741 F sharp that stimulates fear. It stimulates ego and egocentrism and arrogance and a substitution of God, creator, with gods of science. This whole concept that we, humanity, can manipulate everything and come out smelling like a rose is a deception that is perpetrated under the guise of the propaganda that the media is wielding as they promote the frequency most dissonant to love. That is the heartfelt, loving, spiritual intention to produce miracles through the Holy Spirit power of love in our hearts is suppressed by this technology. And so that's what I consider when we look at this concept of souls of people. They are vibing to a different frequency. They're virtually vibing to a different God.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Lynn. You put it very, very well. Because if you think of love, you know, let's take an example of animals. I know Sherry's an animal lover, too. And, you know, when I see an animal, my first reaction, if I go walking on the beach, I see seagulls or little, you know, shorebirds, terns, you know, and I just have an overwhelming feeling of love. And I feel that way about all animals, which is why I have for many years been an animal rights activist. I'm operating out of love. And when I see an animal being tortured or experimented upon or exploited by people, those people, I consider those people soulless, because how can you torture an animal? You have no love in your heart then, okay? My response, aside from tremendous anger of wanting to stop them from what they're doing, from the torture, and the same is with human beings or children. No person with love in their heart could abuse a child or an animal, especially the most innocent of beings. They have no love, and they are egocentric because it's all about material and ego gratification. That's what their lives are based on. So they're not in any way concerned with the well-being of others. They have no consideration whatsoever for others, animals, people, anybody.
Exactly.
You know, that's what's sitting back and always like hanging with you guys, you and Sherry, Barbara, folks, I'm telling you, it's like sitting between two clones of St. Francis. You know, these folks are just like the most amazing animal rights activists I've ever seen in my life. And it's funny that that has, beyond all of this similar interest in COINTELPRO and covert operations of government stooges, you know, these two women have this love commonality in their hearts for not just animals, but for children. And that's where the tie-in was. That's what got Barbara to leave the CIA, was realizing that the children were being abused, and that Sherry likewise has become really an advocate for bringing truth and justice to the child sex trafficking that features Ted Gunderson and Dr. Truod and company, that has been the supporters of this whole covert, hideous operation.
And it really is. And, you know, I want to say this also, is that I think the most hideous part of it, or one of the most hideous things, is the complete lie that Truod, the fake doctor, right, the fraudulent PhD, ND, which we've already investigated, and he has no degrees of what he's promoting, is that he claims to be a Christian, a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, no Christian could possibly support the likes of Ted Gunderson, okay? And then this Alex Studer, who's a porno freak, whose friends were busted by the FBI because they had child pornography in a trailer. These people are Christians? No, they're not. No, they're not. And that's it is hideous to think that they're claiming to be Christians, and yet they're involved in the darkest, most demonic threads of hate and oppression against women, against children. It's just sickening.
Yeah. And I also want to point out that what they advance is what's called Christian identity.
Yes, that's
now,
right.
Think about that word. It's kind of like Dr. Truod. It's a fake. He's not even a doctor, and his name isn't true. It's a psychological operation. His real name is Al-Masiyat. And what does he promote? He promotes Christian identity. So there's nothing Christian about identifying that, stating that Jesus was blonde hair, blue eyed, and that this is the main theology of the Ku Klux Klan, and the hate the Jews, hate Zionism, claim that the Jews are the spawn of Satan, as they have called Sherry Cain and myself. This is Christianity or Christian identity? Excuse me. It has nothing to do with Christianity. Everything that we talk about has to do with love, is all about Christianity, the fundamental truth underlying the Christian doctrines and dogmas, is what Yeshua, what Jesus, the Messiah, actually presented to the planet, was a model of how important it is to go to God's heart in love and treat each other with respect as we show the Creator how much we adore the Creator, praise the Creator above all, and then treat each other as brothers and sisters from a divine family perspective. That's all about real Christianity. And this,
yes, it is, Len. Yes, it is. Yeah. And to say that, you know, to say that the, quote, Edomites, okay, that's another one of their lines, the Edomites, oh, they're the spawn of Satan. So he's presenting a completely false paradigm that if you are born into a certain, quote, bloodline, okay, which he has decided to call the Edomites, all right, then you are doomed. You're out. You're booted out of the universe because you are a, quote, Edomite. And the whole concept is idiotic, okay, because the people that he's calling Edomites are not, in fact, Edomites at all. But you see what I'm trying to say?
Yes. And more importantly, or equally importantly, certainly, share with the audience the connection to the Church of Satan through Diana Rively, the connection to Gunderson and Michael Aquino. And maybe Sherry,
I think we have maybe 10 minutes left, so I'll try to encapsulate it. In 1998, I was still working with Ted Gunderson at that time. In 1998, I got a telephone call from Ted Gunderson telling me that he got married. And I said, to whom? Okay, and he said, oh, Diana Rively. Now, I knew of Diana Rively. I'd heard Ted speak of her before, and I was kind of surprised, you know, okay. So then I actually, shortly thereafter, I had a very long conversation on the telephone with Diana Rively. So we're talking about me here, a person who had direct experience. They both told me they had gotten married. Okay, so some time passes. I don't know how long, a few months, something like that, passes. Then I got a letter from Ted Gunderson, which you have posted, Sherry, on your website. And actually, I've had this letter in my possession since 1998. And basically, in the letter, he says, the marriage did not work out. He used the word marriage, as you know. Okay, so for many years, I was out there and exposing Ted Gunderson married Diana Rively, the ex-wife of the founder of the Church of Satan, which is Anton LaVey, okay? He's directly cut in a line from Aleister Crowley. We're talking about hardcore Satanists here. Ted Gunderson married this Satanist, Diana Rively. And I was a witness, at least I wasn't there, but I was a witness that I have the document, had the telephone conversations, and Ted Gunderson called me a liar, and all his lackeys called me a liar for many years. And one day, Sherry asked me, oh, Barbara, do you have, I'd like to see that document. So I had put it away in my file. I have huge files in hard copy, you know, files. And I said, okay. Nobody had ever asked me for the document before. That's the funny thing. Nobody's ever asked me. I said, okay. So I looked and I searched. And it took me a couple of weeks, as you know, Sherry. I finally uncovered. I found it. And I sent it to Sherry. And I let her be the one to be the first to post it, okay, because she asked me for it, and there it was. And it put the lie to Ted Gunderson saying he never married Diana Rively. He was on radio shows. He was asked the question on radio shows. He lied to everybody and called me a liar, okay? So what does that tell you about Ted Gunderson? I mean, to marry a Satanist?
Exactly.
And he claims that was his big thing, that he was a big celebrity in the alternative, not alternative, but yeah, that too. But also in the tabloids like The Globe. Remember The Globe, that big tabloid? He was in all the tabloid papers, you know, putting out all this disinformation and stuff. And oh, Ted Gunderson, ex-FBI agent. And every crime, he stuck his fingers into every pie, he stuck his nose into every big case, and he always came around and said, oh, he pushed his way in. He was not invited in most cases. And then he declared that Satanists commit the crime. And guess what? The perps, the real perps, walked because of Ted Gunderson. They call that a spoiler. I call him the satanic spoiler because everything was Satanism. And he married a Satanist.
Well, it's hypocritical, especially with the work that he claimed to be doing, which was just totally disgusting.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's unbelievable, Sherry. It really is unbelievable when you think about it. But this is the nature. This is the nature of these people.
Right.
It's the nature of the whole the COINTELPRO operation.
And a big thing that they do try to protect is that child sex trafficking and pedophile networks.
Yes. That's, oh, they absolutely do.
That's
they
their
do.
Biggest thing, isn't it? That they really are trying to defend.
In fact, the major reason I walked away from Ted Gunderson was because I discovered that he was covering. Okay, I didn't have any direct evidence of him being involved himself, but I did discover, and that's too long of a story to tell now, but I did discover that he was covering for some of these perpetrators. And when I learned this, I walked, because I had no idea that he himself, he claimed to be this, oh, I'm a hero, I'm out there doing, I'm one of the good guys. And in all his work that he did, in fact, under the surface, he was covering for them. And that is absolutely horrific.
It's very, very, very disgusting. You know, the child sex trafficking thing is huge. And You know, it brings me back to this celebrity couple. I'm sure everybody's familiar with them, Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, who had broken up recently, and they were in the spotlight. And what was very, very interesting about that case was they created an organization called the Ashton Demi Organization, which was part of it was campaigning, and they had a campaign going that said real men do not engage the services of child prostitutes who are the victims of human trafficking. Now, they did that in April of 2011. By November of 2011, they had filed for divorce. So what brings back to it, and I'll tell you at the same time what they did and what they've done to Demi Moore, if anybody's seen the tabloids and what they've done to her, and I believe it, and I'm bringing this up because I really haven't brought up this issue before, and a lot of people are familiar with this couple, but how big the child sex trafficking networks go. It goes into Hollywood. It goes into the biggest leaders in the world. And so you have these two celebrities that are out there and they are fighting this cause. And then now suddenly they break up. He was presented with this woman that he knew back when he was younger on a television show. He started to date her, flaunt his relationship with her while he was still married to Demi. And then she won an award for being the most beautiful woman in the world, which even made Demi probably more sad. So it seems like they're really running her through the ringer too, Barbara, as far as the COINTELPRO. It just doesn't stop at us. It goes even within the Hollywood.
I think you're saying that if somebody steps up and tries to address or do something about this issue,
exactly.
Well, they don't want that and they are going to go after you.
Exactly.
That would make sense. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Exactly. And so they said she's on drugs, said, you know, they show you her pictures really sad, depressed. And you start to wonder, what the heck did she do to deserve this bad press? Because you know that in order to get on the media's bad side, it's got to be usually a directive from above.
Yes, that's true.
And so why now all of a sudden it has happened to her? Well, you look at what she was doing prior to this. I mean, I don't have complete 100% proof of this, but I can tell you that that's kind of a thought that goes through my mind.
It's an observation, Sherry.
Exactly.
And it's a good observation. But the thing that really gets to me, and I know you know this, and Len just brought it up and you just brought it up, is the problem is far greater and far deeper than I think even any of us knows. It's horrible. And I think we have to just keep on every indication, every fact we can uncover, everything that's happening. If we know about it, if we can document it, we must expose it because these people need to be taken down.
Exactly.
Yep, I wholeheartedly agree. Barbara, thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Barbara.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you so much, Barbara, and we're so happy to have met you. Even under the circumstances we met, we're so happy that we were brought together and we have an ally in you and you have one in us. So,
yeah.
Okay. Have a great night. I love you both.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Well, that's Barbara Hartwell, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to the Hurricane Hour on L&M Network. We come to you daily, 5 days a week on weekdays. So please join us again tomorrow. Thanks again to our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com. Get awesome products there, and that'll help sustain us.
Also become a partner with us at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/4948. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.